Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the more interesting jobs I've heard about lately is a fellow who arranges for investment capital for small, cutting-edge food producers. Adam Borden makes it his business to keep his finger on the pulse of American culinary trends. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Cork's Restaurant, we've invited Adam to be here today. Welcome to the show.
Like thanks said, for having me.
It's exciting to finally divert venture capital from molecular biology and biotech to food where it belongs.
I think that's a great use of venture capital.
Exactly.
Well, you know, in order to make a good investment, you really have to know what's going to pay off. That means realizing what is happening in America.
Sure, in terms of trends.
That's exactly it. There seems to be a lot of trends that are going on in the marketplace, and we try and keep our pulse on them so that we can fund companies that are going to take advantage of them.
What's a big one? What do you see going on?
Well, certainly there's a huge return to what seems like an artisan way of life, an older tradition, things that are simpler, things that are less processed, less pasteurized.
Coming for sort of full circle from, you know, mom making it in the kitchen to mass producing to back to not mom making it in the kitchen, but mom buying what looks like it was made in the kitchen.
That's exactly it. You see a lot more preserves, a lot more pickling and canning that people are trying to pick up again.
And packaging seems to be going that way too, right?
A lot more simple glass jars, simple labels so you can see the product instead of having to trust what's inside.
Right.
Now, you get to go to a lot of what I think are called fancy food shows, which sounds great to me. In fact, there's going to be one in Baltimore very shortly. You must see a lot of really interesting products.
There are. Unfortunately for us in the Mid-Atlantic, I think most of them are produced not in our local geography. There's a lot of advantages in the San Francisco Bay Area or the Pacific Northwest or even Vermont or New York State. But we are starting to get more and more of them here among our quality grocers here.
And we're staring at some right now.
We are.
What do you got?
These are some cool products.
I brought in three products today. The first is called Kweezy Cream Nut Butter, and it's the best peanut butter you'll ever taste.
Yeah, go ahead, Al. Get in there. It looks good. I mean, it's delicious. And but it's really soft and it's very pretty.
First of all, it smells like essence of peanuts. That's exactly how it tastes. I mean, it's just pure peanut.
It's peanuts and salt. That's it.
I mean, are we going to end up paying more for something like this?
You are going to pay a little bit more, but you're going to taste a lot more flavor.
Sure, it's worth it.
Yep. So this jar, for example, it sells for around $5.50.
And it's a little smaller than the normal Jif, but it looks delicious.
No, but this is really powerful peanut butter, I'll tell you.
Yep.
Now, let me try. You brought some jelly, very logical, peanut
Preserves,
butter and some jelly.
Of course.
And what is this product?
This is a line that Stonewall Kitchen, which many of us are aware of.
Oh, yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, they partnered up with Ina Garten from the Barefoot Contessa and are making a line of products for her. And this is their blood orange marmalade.
You can see
the flecks of red in there.
Yeah, yeah, it's delicious. And there's lots of orange peel. It's true marmalade. I mean, it's chunky as can be.
This tastes absolutely homemade.
And it's not as bitter as you would expect a marmalade to be.
But it has that nice edge to it. It's not like jelly sweet. It's really nice.
Now, you've got what looks like an artisan cheese here.
I do. I came back from the American Cheese Society conference last month, and I brought with me a wheel of bandage-wrapped cheddar. This is the way that cheddar is made in England. It's wrapped in bandages.
How old is this piece of cheese?
This is an 18-month cheddar.
It is 18 months. Wow.
Nice and dry and crumbly. It almost looks like a Parmigiano. It's got sort of a pale yellow color.
I'm going to try a little piece.
And we should be looking for these things in our supermarket. Are we going to find them anytime soon? Or?
Certainly in quality grocers, or you might be able to find them on the internet. A lot of mail order for this kind of product because, again, it's hard to come
by. But in essence, demand is growing for this type of product.
Demand definitely is growing.
This is really sensational. Yeah. I thank you for bringing it all by.
Yeah, it's about time we got to eat something on this show.
It's a nice trend, isn't it?
Thanks for having me.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.